The child sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church continues to raise new questions. For one victim in Western Washington, the question is, why is my abuser not on this list? KUOW's Liz Jones has our story, and a warning, this story may not be suitable for children.
It wasn't until age 63 that Steve O'Connor told his full story to a jury in King County.
When Dan Adamson came to my house, and I'm 12 years old, he says, I've selected Steve as my special boy.
Adamson was O'Connor's seventh grade teacher at St. Benedict School in Seattle's Wallingford neighborhood. And for 2 years, he raped Connor routinely at school, in motels, and in a basement room O'Connor calls the torture chamber. He says he tried to tell his story back then.
I told a lot of people, the principal, a Dominican nun, Sister Marie, Father Conrad, the pastor, an oblate, my parents, my brother, the emergency room physician at the University of Washington Hospital when I was injured by this person. This was wide out in the open.
But he says people called him a liar and told him he'd go to hell. So he bottled it up, ran off to serve in Vietnam, became a police officer, raised 4 kids. Then a class reunion at St. Benedict's a few years back shook loose a fury. He filed a lawsuit against the people he says knew about the abuse and did nothing. The jury found the abuse was real and awarded him $8 million. But when the Archdiocese of Seattle recently published a list of 77 known child abusers in Western Washington, Adamson was left off, and others.
Principals, vice principals, teachers.
That's Michael Powell, O'Connor's attorney. He calls the current list a good first step, but more is needed.
A complete list of everyone the Archdiocese employed, and then a list or the files that show who enabled this to happen and how it happened is critical.
A spokesman for the Archdiocese says a list they published is limited to the names of clergy and members of religious orders. The Archbishop has apologized and vowed to bring more transparency and accountability to this issue. As for O'Connor, he hopes his story encourages victims to speak out and for parents to stay vigilant.
If you see something wrong, start asking questions and never, never let your children out of your sight.
I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.